This is an AMI podcast. This is an AMI podcast.
I'm Dave Brown, and this is a podcast version of AMI's Morning Show, now with Dave Brown. Catch the live broadcasts weekdays from 9 to 11 a.m. Eastern on AMI Audio and AMI TV. Welcome back. It's Now with Dave Brown on AMI. Let's head out to the West Coast and catch up with community reporter Amy Amanti, who joins us from Vancouver, British Columbia. Hey, good morning, Amy.
Hey, good morning, Dave. Twice in 1 week.
A double dose of Amy Amanti. How's the rainstorm? Is it finally passed for you guys? I know you were getting walloped for days out there.
Yeah, I must say, I think there's a couple of spots on my deck that have some leaks in it.
Oh, dear. Oh, dear.
So we're catching water in buckets, you
okay,
know?
Okay, well, that's, we've got to bail out, Amy Amanti.
That's right. But that's part of the Vancouver lifestyle.
Yeah.
Well, unless you're in a $10 million home, which I'm not.
Well, you never know. Pretty much any home could be a $10 million home in Vancouver, the way things are going out there. Okay, enough about the housing market and the rain. Those are the two Vancouver cliches that you can always count on. Amy, we've been talking extensively about the incident on set at the film Rust that involved a prop gun that ended up being fired by actor Alec Baldwin, who unfortunately fired a gun and killed the director of photography. Yesterday, Mike Ross shared his experiences on using a prop gun on set. And Amy, we know that you've been involved in so many theatrical productions over the years. How about yourself? Have you ever had any experience with a prop gun during a production?
Yeah, you know, and I very much appreciate what Mike shared yesterday as well. It is quite enticing when you have a weapon because it is not something that's a part of our everyday lived experience, right? So you're like, oh, what is this? Oh, feel the weight of that. Oh, interesting, right? So it's like a human behavior to want to interact with this thing because you think it's a safe place to do that. My perspective comes from the theater background as opposed to being on set for film and television with a weapon. And so I was in a production where we had a gun. And what I thought was really interesting about that process was we were told right off the bat that this was it wasn't a replica, wasn't plastic, but that it was a decommissioned firearm. So it was at one point an active working firearm. It was never loaded with any bullets, although there were prop bullets because in the scene, the character has to load the gun. So there were these shells that had been fired off. So they were, for all intents and purposes, hollow. They were about 2 inches long and you could, you know, like shove a pencil in the end of them, right? Because they were hollowized. But there was one person on the set. So our set director was the one person that had permission, a license to rent it, had gone through all of the safety protocols in order to even rent the firearm as a prop. Then when it gets brought on stage, it's in a lockbox and you don't get to access it. There's only one person, and that is the actor that is using the gun that gets to touch it. So the rest of us weren't even allowed to touch it or experience it. It lived in its lockbox the entire time. And one of the most important things was about the fact that this is not a toy, right? We don't point this at anybody. So even the gun was pointed at me in the scene, and it went, you know, and there was a shot fired. Do I die? ... I'll never tell. But at the end of the day, right? Like the gun, it's a cheat. It's a cheat for the audience. It's not actually pointed at you. And in fact, last night at my rehearsal, because you all know that I'm in a play coming up, we were doing fight direction. And it's the same kind of concept, right? When you throw a punch, that punch is so far away from the actor, you couldn't possibly make contact. Mm-hmm. But the audience can't tell that because you're turning your body in a way that's a cheat for them, right? So it looks very authentic.
Yeah, it's all part of the process, and the protocols that are in place are meant to be there to try and protect people. And certainly it's one that I know, as I mentioned, after we spoke to Mike yesterday, I was having dinner with some actor friends who it's all they've been talking about for days. And I'm sure it's been talked about in your circles extensively as well.
And it will continue. Yeah,
for sure. Well, Amy, speaking of productions, Vocaleye is going to be hosting another almost live event for the production called Done-Undone. So what's this play all about, Amy?
Yeah, so this is a really interesting piece. You know, as everybody knows, during COVID, theaters went dark. We weren't allowed to have in-person productions. So a lot of our production companies here in Vancouver had pivoted to online content. So Vocali, of course, is doing an almost live party every Wednesday night, tonight being one of them, Rocky Horror Picture Show tonight. Plug for that. But next week we're doing Done Undone. I know, I'll be wearing fishnets.
Oh yeah, we'll rock and roll.
So Done Undone is a Bard on the Beach special. Okay. So Bard on the Beach is like, typically you go to Bard on the Beach. It's a Shakespeare festival under tents on the beach side. Those tents haven't been up for 2 years because of COVID. So Bard was trying to pivot too. And Done Undone is a really interesting, it's filmed like a movie. So it's not necessarily a stage production that's been filmed, but filmed like a little movie with two actors that are playing all the characters. And the content is about the discussion as to whether Shakespeare is still relevant. Because there's a lot of racism and a lot of ableism and a lot of sexism in Shakespeare content. And while it's open source, because Shakespeare's been dead hundreds of years, you can take the play and you can change it and adapt it. And Bard on the Beach actually 1 year did As You Like It to Beatles music, which was fantastic.
Nice.
But this is, yeah, and this is a whole discussion around the relevance of Shakespeare from these perspectives of these two actors. One of the actors is a person of color, and one of them is a white dude that's going to be playing Hamlet, and he's like all for Shakespeare, and the woman of color is like, well, wait a second, like, let's examine this. And it's a really interesting deep dive into the discussion of Shakespeare's content.
Really fascinating subject matter there, and I think that's one that a lot of folks might be interested in tuning into. So when's it taking place and how can they get access?
So November 3rd is going to be the night that we share Done Undone on the Vocali platform, which will open at 6:30 p.m. Pacific time. And you can register through the Vocali website, which is vocali.ca, vocalei.ca. And I just want to throw out this hotline number because, you know, if you're not somebody, because you can call in to the events with a touchtone phone, you know, if you just, because they're described, right? This is a described event. So if you don't have access to a computer, we also have a 1-800 hotline where you can hear all the listings of upcoming events. And that's 1-833-548-3393. And it's a great hotline. You'll hear my voice telling you all about the upcoming programming.
In case they haven't heard your voice enough already this week, on Monday, right? Wednesday, they call the hotline, get a hold of Amy Amanti on demand, beyond, of course, listening to your podcast as well. I mean, it never stops. It never stops. Amy, one more event to get to here. After a brief hiatus, Access for Sight Impaired Consumers is back. But give us a bit of a reminder. Who are they and the work they do?
Yeah, so I thought that this was really important. I was on the board for Access for Sight Impaired Consumers for about 6 years, and then it kind of went dormant a little bit in 2017. We all needed a break. We were filing human rights complaints and getting the Script Talk instituted in British Columbia. It's a really important organization for BC Access, and at the time, it was not a provincially registered society or charitable organization. We were supported by the CNIB, and that was fantastic. But now they've reemerged because there has been some discussion around a drug called Avastin. Now, this drug has been around for a very long time. It's actually a colorectal cancer drug that gets injected into the eye, but it is not Health Canada approved. It's being used off-label for the treatment of macular degeneration in seniors. But what... there are some tricky side effects that people aren't being made aware of. So their doctors are using this drug. And I'll be honest with you, I had this drug too in my early days of losing my eyesight. And I was told nothing about this injection that I got in my eye. And to be honest with you, my retina detached, whether it's, you know, whether it's related or not, we'll never know. But it can potentially cause glaucoma, which is also... So now imagine you have macular degeneration, and then you get the injection and, oh, a side effect could be, you know, the raising of the pressure in your eye causing glaucoma, yeah, which is also something you might lose your sight to, right? You kind of want to maybe know that before you go into it so you can make an educated decision. But there are a segment of ophthalmologists here in British Columbia that are just administering it like we hand out Halloween candy without any real thought process or due process. So Access for Sight Impaired Consumers is now petitioning lawmakers and change makers around how we make sure that this information gets distributed through the ophthalmologists to the patients.
That is really, really important advocacy, and I'm glad to hear that the movement has kicked up again and gotten started after that hiatus. AS asicbc.ca, asicbc.ca, and that'll go up on our blog after the show, ami.ca/now blog for more information. Hey, Amy, always fun catching up. Thank you for making time for us today. Good luck with all your practices. Good luck with the fishnets, the Rocky Horror Picture Show, the rehearsals, all the things that you do. Have a great day, and we'll talk to you again next week.
It'll be a fun week. Thanks, Dave. Enjoy yourself.
Amy, when do you sleep?
Well, not often. We'll just say that out loud.
Fair enough. All right. That's Amy Aventia, community reporter in Vancouver, BC. Of course, you can find out more information on the stories we cover on the blog, ami.ca/now blog. And of course, you can also find Amy's podcast, Accessing Art with Amy, on your favorite podcasting platform. You've been listening to Now with Dave Brown. Hit the subscribe button on any podcast platform and leave us a rating and a review.